Richard and Kim for breakfast.
Proudly Newcastle.
11:43 2HD.
I think everyone who lived in Newcastle back in 1994 remember when the news broke of Gordano Katesky, who disappeared, appeared to be snatched off the street at Charlestown at 8:45 p.m. November 24. Still a mystery, I presume deemed a cold case these days.
Yes, and with more on that, there's been an interesting development, and with more, joining us now is Gordana's aunt, Julie Tilevsky. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, look, we've all been talking about cold cases in relation to Chris and Lynette Dawson. Obviously, this is something that's, it never goes away for obvious reasons. Now, a new development. I believe that you've been applying to council for some time to have a mobile billboard to promote this, and obviously promote the fact that maybe somebody saw something, knows something. But you've now secured the use of the billboard at McDonald Jones Stadium. How did that actually come about, Julie?
Okay, yes, we had, I've been spending the last few months contacting both Newcastle and Lake Mac councils trying to get approval to get a mobile billboard. The idea came from a feed on my Facebook post. I saw a feed from MPAN, the Missing Persons Advocacy Network, and they had prepared mobile billboards for other missing persons. It was approved almost immediately by Lauren O'Keefe, the founder and CEO of MPAN, and then we were waiting for approval for it to happen. Unfortunately, new laws came in March this year preventing the councils from giving us that approval. But Lauren would not give up. And through a local Jets hero, Dr. Emma Beckett, who has contacts with the Jets, Mr. Laurie McKinnon, the CEO, approved the billboard for McDonald Jones Stadium for a period of 2 weeks. So we're really, really pleased that that's happened. Otherwise, it would not have happened.
You're right. It's such a good point because so many cars drive past there, and it's a big photo of Gordana and the phone number. You know, if someone is driving along and they see it and the face seems familiar, albeit that Gordana would be 40 now, what do you want them to do, Julie?
Well, the best thing they can do is contact Crime Stoppers or report it to their local police. We are in the process of getting an aged image of Gordana, but that won't be released probably until February next year. So one step at a time. But if it does trigger someone's memory or if someone knows something, you know, we're just hoping. The guilt will get to them, and that someone will come forward to unburden themselves. It's a big thing to carry around for 24 years.
Yes. Okay. Can you just give us what you think happened back in November of 1994?
What I think happened? I know what happened. Someone took our beautiful girl, but she was just out shopping with her friends on that Thursday evening, quite excited, going to her first concert on the weekend. Her parents are quite strict, so it's not the kind of thing that she would normally do. So excited, wanted to go to her auntie's house to show her what she'd bought. And it wasn't particularly dark at the time. It was out of character for her to normally walk in the dark. And being a Thursday night shopping, there's heaps of people around, so you probably wouldn't be too concerned. And there were so many witnesses, but unfortunately, the case is still unsolved. We've never seen her again.
It's shocking, and I can't imagine. You know, I read in the Herald today, you waver between grief and hope, but there's nowhere in between. Shocking.
No. And you've always got to have hope. You just, you know, you can never give up. I know we've had an inquest and all of that years ago, but there is always hope. But yes, there is that wavering between both. And sometimes, you know, you see her little face in a photo frame at home, and it's gut-wrenching.
Yeah. Well done to Laurie McKinnon and the Jets for allowing you to use that billboard, because as Kim was saying, it's obviously very visible. 1-800-333-000, that's the Crime Stoppers number if anybody does know anything. And we must mention too, there is a substantial reward that is on offer. Let's keep our fingers crossed. This is one of many cases, cold cases, that the New South Wales Police have revitalised, and obviously the family have had a lot of association with the police in recent times, Julie?
Not so much recently, but Inspector George Radmore is a constant. He was on Strike Force Fenwick looking after Gordana's case and a number of other girls missing from Newcastle many years ago. And he's been a great support to Gordana's mom, Peggy. We know that they are there for us and they're doing the best that they can, but unless there's any new leads, you know, they can't really move on and we can't move on.
Julie, if someone would like to get hold of one of these bumper stickers, you know, the little picture, where can they get those?
Okay. We've just had another 500 printed from Insane Signs at Cardiff. They donated that latest print run, which is fantastic. I have a whole stack of them here, so if people want to contact me via the Gordana Katevsky What Happened to Me Facebook page, I'm more than happy to either deliver, drop off, or even put some in the mail, which is what I've been doing.
Great. All right, thanks for having a chat with us this morning. We'll all keep our fingers crossed, Julie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.